You're tuned in to Taylorsphere, Education Redefined, a podcast series where we speak with voices from Taylor's University about Taylorsphere, a uniquely curated education ecosystem within Taylor's University that helps future-proof its graduates by nurturing the three intelligences: intellect, practical wisdom, and craft. In the previous episode, Mike Chung, co-director of the Taylor's Merica Makerspace, discusses the key role that the makerspace plays in the university, the significance of having access to its resources, and the importance of an interdisciplinary education. I'm Christine Wong, and joining me today is Jesse Chong, director of BizPod at Taylor's University. In this episode, we'll discuss how the Taylor's BizPod incorporates a startup culture on campus and how that gives their students head starts into their own entrepreneurial journeys. So thanks, Jesse, for joining me today. Can you tell us a bit more about the Taylorsphere ecosystem and how Taylor's BizPod fits into that?
Hey, thank you for having me today, Christine. And I really look forward to sharing more of the institution's revolutionary and integrated education beliefs. Let me share a little bit about Taylorsphere ecosystem. As the workforce is transforming digitally, we will see that the challenges faced by the industries and societies will need multifaceted solutions. And while employers and industries are demanding for all-rounder who displayed creativity and innovation, university students are still funneled down specialized learning tracks and trained in mostly academic knowledge. So they call it the theory-based learning method. So we decided to do something very different to address this issue. Taylorsphere is an ecosystem created by us to future-proof our graduates. It is very much like a greenhouse where it is an ideal environment for plants to thrive. By the end of their degree, we want our students to have nurtured the three intelligences of intellect, craft, and practical wisdom. We have previously covered intellect and practical wisdom in the previous podcast. As for the craft pillar, students are encouraged to apply what they have acquired in intellect and practical wisdom to develop solutions to address issues in the industry or society. And this is where the Taylor's University BizPod comes in. We look for students with projects or businesses who have the potential of become viable businesses. With BizPod, we want to bring that startup culture to the campus and give students a head start into their own entrepreneurial journeys.
Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit more about BizPod itself. What is it and why did Taylor's University decide to have it?
Yeah. So BizPod is a startup incubator for Taylor's University. We want to create a startup ecosystem that drives impactful innovation and creates a spirit of entrepreneurship among our students. Here, we focus on helping students toward their entrepreneurship journey from the ideation stage to successfully establishing a full-fledged startup. We surround the students with a holistic entrepreneurial ecosystem built specifically to support students' ideas and help them grow their business. We want to empower our students with the know-how and tools to grow their businesses that can contribute and bring impact to the society. So you may have already know our ecosystem consists of Taylor's Merica, Makerspace, Startup Community, Venture Capitalists, Mentors, Entrepreneur Coaches, Students, and faculty at Taylor's University coupled with holistic training programs. We do also collaborate with other agencies and organizations, both local and foreign, to further support our students. Our Taylorsphere ecosystem allows our students to network across faculties, to create projects and prototypes via the Taylor's Merica Makerspace. Then they do come to BizPod for mentorship and also funding for their businesses, and at the same time to seek advice from our enterprise arm and commercialization and patents as well. So for example, the Taylor's Merica Makerspace allows students to put their design skills to the test and innovate outside of the classroom, which is really important, right? We also have partnerships with platforms like Future Labs, where students can seek out mentorship opportunities with industry professionals above and beyond just entrepreneurial individuals, right? So at BizPod, we provide students an exposure to venture capitalists and investors to scale their business ideas further. the mentors that we have are across various industries, just to give you a few names as example, right? We have medical doctor entrepreneur, Dr. Lim Ing Kien, who's known for Skin Fix, and it's a world's first digital skin clinic that customizes skincare products to your needs. We also have Saikit, who is the CEO of Capti Ventures, a VC arm that makes an early investments into startups across the region. We also have Kim Lim, the CEO and co-founder of Picture Eats, a social enterprise focuses on food business to rebuild lives of refugees in Malaysia. So these powerhouses are just a few mentioned from our mentor pool, and we have more than 10 mentors within our circle. And it is exactly how we want to support our students, that the valuable mentorship of these industry experts from various backgrounds within the startup community will allow shorter learning curve in students' startup journey.
Mm-hmm. So essentially, you know, with the previous episode where we spoke about the Merica Makerspace, that's where the initial prototype and the initial idea for these products happens. And then BizPod is sort of the place where these can grow into actual businesses, I suppose.
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of which, could you tell us a little bit more about some of the student startups and projects that have benefited from BizPod's mentorship and its impact, and maybe some of the future plans as well?
So we are already seeing some of our graduate projects turning into successful enterprises within various sectors like technology and sustainability, which further highlights the benefits of a right ecosystem can have for our local entrepreneurs. So give you an example, one of our student projects that had been successful is Arrival, which is an AI-driven smart parking solution with a seamless license plate recognition and a mobile app that automates the parking payment process. So Julius Ho and James Lau, the founders of Arrival, are both Taylor's alumni. They came up with the idea of Arrival when they found the existing parking process in most malls and offices complicated. So they actually worked together during the uni times to develop a solution to help users to have a hassle-free experience whilst also cutting down operation costs for car park operators. So seeing the potential of Arrival, the startup was able to get funding injected into the business right from the level of university. Through the careful guidance from us in Taylor's University BizPod, the student founders were really able to connect with investors, and that's where they are at this stage right now. Mm-hmm. That Arrival is currently working on the first fundraising in order to scale quick to more buildings and prove to be the solution that going to change the real estate landscape in ASEAN region.
Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit more about Arrival. How exactly does it work? What is the solution here?
So if you've been to Sunway Pyramid, that is one of the first malls that actually adapted the AI smart parking solution, mm-hmm. where you drive into the boom gate and it will recognize your car plate and you will go in there and park your car. Before you leave, you will have to just type in your car number plate and make the payment. And you can exit by them recognizing the car plate is being paid. So it's similar kind of a solution that it's made it by our student.
Right. So this is basically supposed to replace the auto pay machines, those ticket parking machines, or any sort of touch and go payment or card payment at that boom gate to really streamline the whole parking process.
Yes, exactly.
Interesting. And, I think it's really interesting as well that Sunway Pyramid has already integrated, this idea into their parking structure. So there is clearly a market for this kind of solution here. Can you give me another example of another student project that BizPod has helped?
Yeah, definitely. So another student project that has came out of BizPod is Cultivate. CULTIV number 8. It is a startup born out of a partnership between students and Taylor's University with the aim to increase awareness around food sustainability and also to promote healthy eating as an accessible choice for all Malaysians, basically. So Cultivate originally is meant to be a platform to commercialize products created by our students, of the Taylor's Kalinology Program. If you're familiar with Taylor's Kalinology Program, it's actually a really innovative, first of its kind degree in Asia, which focuses on culinary arts, food science, and technology, as well as R&D. It's a really unique program that we currently work with our students to explore further how we can help them to develop their products and services along with commercializing their products. So what happened is usually in their culinology program, when in their third year, they will have to do a final year project to come up with a prototype of a product. Each semester, they will be given different topics, and most of them are going to be sustainability, going to be about healthy, going to be about meat replacement kind of topic. And they will leave their product at the end of the final year project, and it doesn't have the chance of being commercialized. So when what happens that BizPod sees this opportunity and see that we can actually further push the commercialization effort and also empower the students to be entrepreneur themselves, to guide them through the process, right? So last year, we started looking into the project. And earlier this year, within a short few months, what we did was from manufacturing process matching, rebranding and marketing, it is now finally launched for the first time in the market that you can actually buy them through their Instagram, which is Cultivate, C-U-L-T-I-V, number 8_food. And we have just launched 5 SKUs as a start. 2 of them are desserts based that it's a easy self-bake within a minute with any microwave oven. It's called spinach lava cake with sambal white chocolate. And the other flavor, it's a salted egg yolk. So Christine, I believe that we have also sent that to you. Like, have you tried it? What do you think about it?
Okay, so unfortunately, I only had the opportunity to try one of these, which was the salted egg yolk cake. Mm-hmm. Now, I think it's definitely something that to a lot of lay people is going to be a bit daunting. You know, yeah. It's something that you don't really think about, and it's a flavor combination that is quite unexpected, I would say. But what I will say is to give it a try. I think it's not as intimidating as it first appears. And, you know, I think that especially for the Southeast Asian palate, yeah. You know, we love our salted egg products in this market as well. So it's a nice way of getting that sort of flavor. But also, you know, as you mentioned, this is sort of designed around slightly healthier eating. So, you know, the nutritional value of this product is a lot more than your average lava cake as well. I will say that perhaps this is user error. I'm not particularly blessed in the dessert / baking creation talent space. So it took a little bit of sort of trial and error to get the right consistency for this product. But I think it's an interesting product and definitely something that is really fun and a nice little culinary experiment for those of us who have more adventurous palates as well.
Yeah, for mm-hmm, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I guess you probably had a bit of a challenge with mixing it together and following instructions because you don't really bake, right?
No, I don't really bake. And also, I think there was a slight equipment issue in terms of I don't own a scale. So yeah, it was very, like, you know, experimental in that sense. But you know what I like about it is that it is making, you know, these sorts of products a little bit more accessible. When you think about something like a lava cake, it's not something that you think that you can make at home. And so that's really interesting. And, you know, it's definitely products that the market hasn't seen, and it's so unique, which I really enjoy. Yeah. I do want to ask you a little bit, though, before we continue to speak about Cultivate. You know, where does the initial idea for these products come from? I mean, with Arrival as well, right? You know, I mean, with the students who embark on this, you know, where do these initial ideas spring from? Like, what is the thought process there? You know, are they, you know, people who are particularly passionate about these issues? So with Arrival, it's this real estate infrastructure, right? And then with Cultivate, it's health and sustainability and the culinary arts.
Yeah. Mm. So within Taylor's University, there is an ideation module that students actually take on the module, and they can learn where to absorb some ideas, or when is the aha moment, or when do you really take your aha moment towards turning it into a project. Mm-hmm. And from a project, you turn it into an execution and you eventually turn it into a commercialization, right? Mm. So very much of this is very individual, but most of them really comes from a pain point that they personally have went through. And it came from passion itself, that they have this aha moment that I think this is a genuine problem, or this is something that will be a genuine solution, or this is going to be a great addition to people's diet. And also, and in that kind of thinking, that's where students individually across different various methods that they come up with an idea that they want to take forward and to pursue.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm, okay, really interesting. And you mentioned that, you know, for Cultivate, right, you've got these first two products, which are these lava cakes, but you also have another three SKUs as well.
Yeah, there's three coming as well that is at the moment being manufactured. They call it the multi-purpose paste. Funny thing is that you usually see them in a detergent that is a multi-purpose floor wipe or, you know, like mm-hmm. cleaning detergent. But we really wanted it to be known as it's as a multi-purpose and as versatile as it is. What the paste can do is it can be put into a pasta, it can be put into noodles, it can be put onto rice, it can be put onto anything and turn anything that's bland and carby into something tasty. And it's really easy to just pair up with anything that's mm-hmm. carb. You can even use it as a thicker kind of like gravy base, add a little bit of water to it and it can turn into gravy. So it's really versatile as to how you can use the paste. It's not just a sauce. It's not just a soup paste. So we have three flavors that we're coming up with. It's a spicy oriental, Sichuan barbecue, as well as Japanese curry. And they are also made healthier.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. I think, again, that's all about thinking about what's the pain point here, you know, and looking at something that is easy and instant and easy to use. And like you said, you know, it sort of jazzes up bland yes. carbs, right? And I also understand that you have another element that, you know, further supports these student startup efforts as well. And this is your partnership with Techstar.
Yeah, so to further groom our student startups' efforts, that we don't want them to just stop there, right? We also partnered with Techstar to co-organize a 54-hour-long startup weekend, pooling a total of 100,000 ringgit grant within Taylor's University, which were given to top 10 winning teams. So we have did our first event this year, end of July, and we have our top 10 winning teams, and they are right now drawing down the grant funds and building the startup, whether it's a prototype or whether it's starting to push the product into the market to scale it up. That's what we are doing at the moment, and we are planning to do this event at least once a year. Mm-hmm. So the core purpose of Techstar is really to provide a platform for multidisciplinary networking within our student community. So what it means is within Taylor's University or within any university environment, most of the time, you're probably exposed to your own faculty. You have very rare chance, especially when pandemic is hit, right? That you have very rare opportunity or rare chance to interact with other faculty, or let alone with other faculty, form a team to do a project or to solve a project or to solve a problem, right? Mm. So we really want to have this platform to allow students to network multidisciplinary and to form founding team with various field of studies and work on a project idea that they're passionate about solving, turning this into a meaningful startup that is investable.
We've covered, you know, what the BizPod is. We've covered, you know, the kinds of companies or startups that have arisen from it. But I want to know a little bit more about the why. Do you think it's important for students to build the entrepreneurial skills, you know, especially in university?
Yeah, most definitely. So while you're still in university, that's really where there's nothing for you to lose, right? Mm. You have all your support system around you. Like it's the best sandbox or it's the most comfortable landing point mm-hmm. that if you fail, you are still being supported.
Right.
You're still being supported by your parents. You're being supported by the university. You're being supported by your lecturers. So the support system is definitely very strong in university period of time, right? So I personally do believe in developing an entrepreneurial mindset is really extremely important for students of this generation, especially as it helps them to gain relevant skills, build confidence, and also competitive edge needed to succeed in an ever-changing business landscape. Starting their learning at university allows students to gain the necessary life skills and confidence to make it into the real world by gaining hands-on experience with entrepreneurial tutors and lecturers and by taking advantage of all these free resources from the university. This also allows students to meet like-minded people in an environment of creativity and broad-mindedness. They can learn more about their chosen field of study and create an interdisciplinary environment to work and develop in. And, you know, it's university. The networks and the friendships which develop help students to become better connected once they leave university and to help prepare them for longer term success. So really, one's environment and network can help entrepreneurs realize their vision better. So therefore, I strongly, strongly believe that an entrepreneurial mindset is useful for students. It's not just for the sake of having an experience or having something interesting on their CV, right? But these are skills and mindsets that sets them up for life.
And, you know, I think that it's interesting that Taylor's University really supports this by integrating that support system into the university culture, right? It's not just, you know, oh, it's great for you to be developing an entrepreneurial mindset, but it's, look, we have these resources, we have the Marika Makerspace, we have BizPod, where you can take these ideas that you have and you can be assisted with a structure and with developing your prototype and with, you know, bridging that gap, right, between just having a great idea and, you know, making it a reality.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? The other thing about Taylor's University is that you also have you know, not just within these, I guess, extracurricular resources, but you also have on an academic level a bachelor's in entrepreneurship as well, right?
Yes, we do. So in Taylor's University, we also have bachelor in entrepreneurship. It's called Team Entrepreneurship Honors, which is an innovative and highly experiential and student-centered approach based on learning through project work, team support, coaching, and enhancing personal competencies. So this is really the first of its kind in Malaysia, where industry experts act as mentor for the students, that they will work in a real office environment in our innovative co-working space at BizPod. So students will get the opportunity to get their business off the ground, even at university level. And to really further cultivate this beyond classroom, you have to create a culture that actively encourages it, which is what we are doing at Taylor Sphere when we implement the compulsory life skills modules, the social innovation modules, and the multidisciplinary projects. So we really embed these opportunities into the students' degree journey and provide them the necessary tools and resources to take full advantage of opportunities. Just as the word implies, it's an ecosystem that the BizPod is a part of. And that is the sort of culture we want to cultivate for our students to go out there and to be prepared to face the world.
Mm-hmm. I mean, in my previous conversations with Taylor Sphere on these podcasts, with Taylor's talking about Taylor Sphere on these podcasts, you know, I think that the general message seems to be that it's all about providing students with these skills and experiences that will prepare them for what the real world, you know, may have in store for them. It's about making sure not only do they have, you know, the mindset to deal with new challenges, but they also have the experience of having their innovation supported at a fundamental level, you know, by the environment around them. And I think that is absolutely fantastic. So thank you very much, Jesse, for speaking to me today.
Thank you too. Thank you so much for having me.
That concludes this episode of Taylor Sphere Education Redefined, where I spoke to Jesse Chong, director of BizPod at Taylor's University, about how Taylor's University incorporates a startup culture on campus and how that gives their students head starts into their own entrepreneurial journeys via the Taylor's BizPod. I'm Christine Wong, and you've been listening to BFM 89.9.